Welcome to the download here on WGN Radio, WGNRadio.com. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new film Kin hits theaters this weekend. It's a sci-fi thriller, heist, coming-of-age family film. Stars James Franco, Zoe Kravitz, and Dennis Quaid, as well as newcomer Miles Truitt. The film Kin's based on a short film called Bagman, a short film by my guests today, Jonathan and Josh Baker. They're twins who have directed short films and great commercials, but Kin is their first feature film. Jonathan and Josh Baker, my guests in the download. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, man.
And congrats on the film. This is I really, really enjoyed it. The idea of this coming from a short film that you did. Let's talk about this process, because I would think that it seems like a no-brainer to do that, but that is a very complicated thing to take something that was meant for a certain amount of time and transition it to a feature film.
It's a thing that's done these days. They're called proof of concept short films, especially in the sci-fi kind of genre. But it's not something that we set out to do. Honestly, we wanted to tell this little story called Bagman, and it was 14, 15 minutes long. And coming from advertising, it felt like, oh, we can stretch our legs a little bit and do something a little more quiet, a little more longer and dramatic. And that's really all it sort of was set out to become. And it got a bunch of eyes on it, and people really embraced it. And we felt like, why miss an opportunity? This feels like a good little calling card for us as directors and an ability to sort of step into a new industry for us.
What's great about this, too, is that the process, you're talking about Bagman, which is 14 minutes, and this isn't the idea that you just made Kin and it's a longer version, took 14 minutes to an hour 40 or whatever it is. This is their elements, it's inspired by it, but it's a totally different film.
It is a different film. I mean, we basically sat down and said, what are the elements that we want in a movie? And so there was three main elements that are very obvious when you watch the short. It's the African-American teen, the mystery bag per se, and then what's in the bag. And so we could take those things, but we didn't want to be handcuffed to what we'd planned out for a very specific short. We said, like, what are we interested in? What story do we want to tell here? What themes do we want to have?
And it became quite quickly a story about brothers and about family. And taking that theme of family all the way through in every sort of character arc, even our villain is motivated by his brother and these three characters, Eli, Jimmy, and Millie, on the road, create a little unconventional family unit as well. So, you know, a lot of different themes that the short film didn't explore, and you know, that's what Kin became.
It's so true. The emotion of it plays out, and there's this way that in the film, as it gradually moves along, that you do feel the weight of the emotion, and it really is centered around family, what people consider to be family, but also what they didn't get from original families, what they're getting from the new family. That's a big theme in this film.
We wanted to contrast really earthly problems and relatable situations with otherworldly sort of sci-fi, and it was the combination of those different, very different tones that made Kin kind of feel unique.
It's one of those films too, where because you do feel the emotion, and it's a little bit of a heist film, a little bit of a chase film, but you're also waiting for moments. As filmmakers, is that when you talk about making a film, I think about what I know, the little I know about filmmaking, where, you know, and on the script, something has to happen at certain points in the script.
Yeah, there's page numbers.
Right, page numbers, right. And a lot of people teach this stuff in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
But as filmmakers, when do you know when it's the right time to reveal something?
Well,
very good question.
We'll be completely brutally honest. This is our first movie, right? So we're picking up, we're learning as we go. And a lot of it was done by gut. You know, we like certain types of movies, and we're inspired by movies we grew up with and, you know, maybe more gritty sort of indie-spirited films these days. But at the end of the day, this was just we're going on gut, what feels right to us.
Yeah, I mean, look, we had a writer, Dan Casey, who is a professional at all that stuff and knows specifically when something has to pop up. But most of it we figured out in the edit, because you get your third time at directing the film in the edit. You've got one with the screenwriting process, one when you're shooting it, and then you can really kind of tell a different film or pull it in different directions in the edit. And so a lot of it became about pace, a lot of it became about tension, and really trying to tighten the noose on all of these storylines leading towards some kind of crash of an ending. And you've got the cleaners following. These are the yeah. sci-fi characters. You've got these families, the trio leading towards something. You've got FBI coming in. And so all of that is going to crash towards the end. And a lot of it was about keeping the tension.
It makes it very organic in that way, because you know as a viewer that there's going to be a culmination to all yeah. these storylines ending together.
Absolutely.
But there is something that really grabs at you, especially when you're talking about the emotion of family, of when those things happen.
Yeah, completely.
No, totally. We also wanted to try something that was slightly unique in our take on these kind of genre movies. And so sometimes the slightly more untraditional route was what we wanted to do. There's not a hell of a lot of movies that are super commercial and studio films that would take the breath and the time to sort of just sit with a character in a very quiet way and a very intimate way and experience some of these very sort of beautiful moments. So, you know, we embrace a lot of different styles in this film, and I think there's something for everybody.
But someone said the other day that the action beats play so well because you've taken the time to sit with the characters
right.
and learn who these people are. And I think that's what we wanted to do from day one.
For you guys coming from the advertising world and having such a tremendous track record and success of doing artistic or your own vision, your artistic work in a commercial world.
Sure, right.
When you're moving to more of a realm where you get to be artistic and at the end have it's an artistic project as opposed to a commercial project. Mm. How do you guys approach that? There's so much that goes into commercial work that we don't maybe know, meaning you have to satisfy this person, that person. It's got to be a certain length.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it that you don't have to deal with when you're making an indie film.
Totally. I mean, a lot of comparisons, though. I mean, it is a great training ground for Hollywood because you have got a client at the end of the day. You've got a budget. You've got a schedule. You've got creative people along the way, whether producers or whether writers that you're working with. So a lot of it is actually comparable. I think just making a movie is a director-driven medium. And so a little bit different from advertising, where there is a product and you are there for a purpose and you have to really be comfortable with that fact. It's like, I am selling this.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas here it is, no, it's all about story. It's all about character.
Rarely do you get, and it's not, it's probably way more mainstream now than it has been in the past, where people who have worked in advertising have made that transition to feature film work. Why do you think that is? Why has there always been a firewall between the two?
Mostly from my perspective, because commercials tend to go down a visual path and it's very easy for those directors to fall in love with that stuff.
Yeah, and style over substance a lot of the time.
And end up as style over substance. And I think there's a few bad examples in the past of people who have crossed over and then made movies that are just glossy and slick and had no real
right.
meaning behind it.
But there's some great examples of directors that have crossed
Absolutely,
over.
Absolutely, there is.
Fantastic directors, Spike Jonze.
Fincher.
Mark Romanek, David Fincher, like Josh said. Some of the best out there came up through commercials.
So. For you guys as filmmakers, was the ultimate goal to get to this point where you're making feature films and commercials were just kind of the stepping stone, the ladder? Or were you more about the visual arts and just wherever you can find creative purpose?
I think so, ultimately. I mean, every director that I know, feature films are on the horizon somewhere. They're sitting there in someone's 10-year plan. It really depends. I mean, people stay in commercials very comfortably and don't make a movie. It depends.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell it too short. It's a very valid sort of filmmaking route, and you have the ability to play with technique and style and work as a filmmaker, creating your voice and play with a lot of money doing it. So, you know, we have a lot of fun doing commercials.
Let's talk about you guys. You know, again, another thing that you don't see as much is the co-director route. So you guys being brothers, being twins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your relationship. Why do this business together? What is it about you guys and your identity that makes you stronger as artists together as opposed to apart?
Well, there's a couple things. The first, to me, would be brainstorming. You can enhance an idea so quickly when you've got someone that has the same taste as you, has the same upbringing as you, likes the same movies, and very quickly we can take a nugget of an idea and turn it into something that we would package and sell out there.
A lot of the things that an individual director would normally be doing in their head, and it can be a very insular process.
And we just kind of put it out there, and it becomes a little bit more of a respect and a little bit more of a back and forth. And we get to a stronger idea quickly, because its best idea wins a lot of the time.
Give me an example of how you guys rely on each other.
In a scenario like right now. I mean, you got someone to finish your sentence. You got someone that could take half the pressure off. If you're sitting in a boardroom meeting with, you know, 10 executives at a studio, I'd rather have someone like him next to me so he can say half the words.
I also just had 15 seconds to think about my next answer, which takes a bit of the pressure off sometimes. No, man, it's hard making movies, and there's a lot of pressure put on a director. And I'd prefer to do it with, you know, one of my best mates and
brother. Well, I'll ask the flip side to that. As brothers and being so close to each other, where are some of the pitfalls? I mean, do you guys get on your nerves more than others? Like if you're working with collaborators as opposed to family?
It can happen. I mean, it can definitely happen. You talk to a lot of people and they're like, I can never direct a movie with my brother. Like, that's not going to happen. I think on this side, there's just a lot of patience, a lot of respect, but the good outweighs the bad usually. And if we do get into fisticuffs, we take it behind a grip truck and then come out and straighten up and everything's fine.
You just don't want to be doing that in front of Dennis Quaid on set.
Exactly.
That's quickest way to failure.
To lose a Quaid, yeah.
You guys have made a career together, and it's interesting because in the film Kin, it really is about family and it's really about brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, is that intentional?
Shocker.
Is that intentional from the fact that you guys are doing this film together?
Yeah, that's an interesting dynamic and something we wanted to explore, but we wanted to do it from a slightly unique perspective, and having an adopted lead character in a different sort of environment, a different family structure, two characters that are very, very different in every way, both physically but also morally and age-wise. And, you know, there were some fun, slightly off-kilter things to explore there.
When I think about the film and thinking back to just seeing it and all the emotions that went into the family, you know, coming from Bagman and doing this kind of role, do you feel that the emotion of family and everything that goes into what you guys are as a co-directors and twins and brothers, is that going to be a trademark, a hallmark for you guys? Or is it going to be stories about who you guys are as playing out on the screen in front of us?
That's interesting. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we've been working on does play into that type of role. It's definitely not the only one. I don't know if the very next one that we do is going to have the same dynamic, but there's definitely some projects that we've been messing around with that deal with brothers and what it means to be brothers and different ages and two people trying to learn who each other is.
I was going to be really defensive and say, no, we like lots of different stories, but you've got a point. Maybe it is.
But
something.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Well, it's something that we know.
Yeah,
and
write what you know.
We definitely come from that kind of a family and certainly a brother structure from an emotional level. And I think that putting emotion in all the work that you do makes it way stronger and more connective.
I think what you're talking about is that we don't want to just be the sci-fi guys.
Right.
And in advertising, we've been boxed very easily. You know, you do a couple spots with visual effects and then suddenly they're the visual effects guys. People love doing that. And so when it comes to features, I think there's a lot of stories to tell and there's a lot of things that we want to explore. And yeah, we love all kinds of...
In this day and age, especially when there's so many different places where you can actually do feature film length material, whether it be in streaming and in theater, wherever it was, it feels like sci-fi or any genre being typecast as that's all that you do is a thing of the past.
Seems
you can do a sci-fi
silly.
Movie now
right.
And then do a comedy and do whatever you want because it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversation about that. It's a great time to be a filmmaker, and there are a lot of different homes for different stories. And there's something that we're developing right now that may not be a major studio film because it's slightly off-kilter and it might be hard to get financing for, but we know for a fact you take that to a certain type of streaming platform and they're probably going to give you a bigger budget than you could have got anywhere else. So yeah, you know, it's great. We just have a lot of ideas that we develop together and we find homes for them.
Are you going to, you know, you've had such success with short films and now you're turning, you know, especially Kin, turning it into a feature film. that process, the process of putting it out, and like you just mentioned, I mean, now we're seeing more and more people do this, where they
definitely,
where it's a spec, mm-hmm. here's a yep. quick pilot of what we can do.
Absolutely.
Do you guys feel like you have a leg up in that department, and will you continue to do it that way? Maybe do a short film first before you try a feature.
I honestly don't think we need to anymore. I think that was a very good way of introducing ourselves to an industry and saying, you know, here's this thing, this is what it looks like, and getting a movie made. I think it's a very good way of getting a complicated idea or a complicated tone down so that everyone can get on the same page. I'm really glad we had the short film to show to crew, just so that people are like, okay, that's what we're making.
That's interesting. Awesome. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so it was a great blueprint as well as a fairly solid screenplay to hand out to actors and get them on board and for a trust. But then also just to... I think one of the things as a director you're trying to do is funnel your entire crew into making the same movie so that no one's making, you know, something campy over here and someone's making something sophisticated over here.
Which was one of the biggest challenges on Kin, because it is so many different things.
Yeah, right.
And it is, you're shooting a scene from Moonlight one day and the next day you're shooting a scene from Avengers, you know, with a giant car flipping stunt or a guy dropping off three-story buildings. So It was multiple different things, and it was sometimes challenging to get the people around you to go, no, right now we're doing this, and then tomorrow we're going to do that.
That's fascinating. Well, it worked. The film Kin is in theaters this weekend. Jonathan and Josh Baker, the directors, the film, which stars Zoe Kravitz, Dennis Quaid, and James Franco, as well as newcomer Miles Truitt, who is just tremendous, a teenager who is really the star of this film. Jonathan, Josh, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.